Hanover, 26th of September 1947. Dear Family Dix, I suspect that my letter I wrote to you in May has not arrived. Therefore, I'm trying once again to get in touch with you. After a few weeks' stay in a transit camp in Colchester, I safely arrived at home on April the 22nd. The passage was a bit stormy. By the excitement that had seized nearly all of us, we didn't get any sleep. Thus, at 7 o'clock in the morning, we saw the German coast emerging from the cold fog, gloomy and dim, almost like a presentment of what was going to be our experience at home. At about noon, after an absence of many years, I was standing on German soil at last. I cannot describe the feeling to be at home again as a free man. The sun was shining most beautifully when I arrived at my wife at 4 p.m. Since she didn't know anything about my coming, the surprise was complete and the joy overwhelming. Too bad you couldn't be with us when we were unpacking. You should have seen the face of my wife when I brought into daylight your presence. The marmalade and the tea have done her good. The dress, the shoes fit like made for her. As my wife was totally bombed out in March 1945, she possessed nothing but the things she was wearing. You can imagine her surprise and joy. She cried and could hardly grasp that there were still people helping so altruistically strangers who are in want. In the evening, we went to the parents and relations. The whole family was assembled and there were lots of questioning and narrating. What did my dear ones have to endure? It is terrible. Then I had to tell them again and again how you, my hosts, endeavour to ease my lot as much as possible. Even today, I'm frequently asked as a former British prisoner of war, how are the people and how is life in England? I always like to give account of your large-mindedness of all my friends in England. I shall not forget them. I hope that I've amused you a little with my playing on your wonderful piano. My wife had the opportunity in 1946 to buy an old piano. That and four chairs are our only property now. You can imagine how disconsolate conditions are for people like us who are totally bombed out. There's practically nothing you can buy. The prospects are quite cloudy for us, but we will not lose courage. For today, this may be enough. Once more, I thank you with all my heart for everything you have done to me and my wife. Very sincerely yours, Harald and wife.